Shark Attack, Catherine O'Dell, Series Editor Bob Hastings. Chapter 1, Shark Facts. Myth: all sharks are large and gray with big teeth. In 1995, John McCosker and his team were near the Galapagos Islands in the Pacific Ocean. They were trying to catch small spotted ocean animals. They were studying these unusual animals because they thought they might be a new species of shark. It took a long time. They studied the animals until 2012. Finally, with DNA testing, they found out the animals are a new species. They're a kind of cat shark. We now know of about 400 species of sharks, and scientists are finding new species all the time. Species can be very different from each other. For example, the whale shark can grow to be 20 meters long and 100 years old. The dogfish shark is much shorter, about 20 centimeters long, and it only lives for about 16 years. These are some of the more usual species of sharks. Sharks can be very different, but they all have one thing in common: a lot of teeth. They have rows of teeth under each other, so when teeth fall out, new ones are already in place. Many sharks have hundreds of teeth, but the whale shark has thousands. One whale shark can have more than 30,000 teeth in its life. The whale shark is huge, and on its back it has yellow spots. In Spanish, the whale shark is called dominó because its spots look like the dots in the game dominoes. In Java, it is called gegerlintang, which means stars in the back. And in Kenya, it is called papa shilingi. A shilingi is a silver coin. An old story says that coins were thrown from the sky and landed on the big whale shark, giving it spots. Because sharks have so many teeth, it's not surprising that people often find shark teeth on the beach. By studying fossilized shark teeth, scientists found out that sharks are a very old species. They have been in the oceans for over 400 million years. They are older than dinosaurs. Maybe it's because they have been around for so long, or because they are dangerous, or because they can be so huge. But no matter what the reason, sharks are important to people around the world. Chapter 2, People Eaters. Myth: all sharks are dangerous animals that attack and kill people. When many people think of sharks, they think of the 1975 movie Jaws. People in the movie are swimming and playing in the ocean. People in the movie theater see a shark fin on the screen. Then they hear scary music, dun 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 dun. Suddenly, a great white shark attacks the swimmers. It's not only movies that make sharks look scary. TV shows do as well. For 1 week every year, the Discovery Channel's Shark Week has show after show about shark attacks. People love it. But because of movies and television, many people are afraid of sharks. They think that all sharks want to eat people. It is true that some sharks eat people, but we are certainly not their main source of food. Many sharks don't eat people at all. For example, the whale shark only eats small things in the ocean that are not any bigger than a person's finger. In fact, people hurt sharks more than sharks hurt people. Each year, only 5 to 15 people in the world die because of shark attacks. However, 20 to 100 million sharks die every year because people kill them. Some are killed for food, and others are killed in nets when fishermen are trying to catch other fish. In some species, the number of sharks has fallen by 50%. Some sharks, like angel sharks, are already endangered, and others, like great white sharks and whale sharks, may soon become endangered. Chapter 3, Shark Attack. Myth: shark attacks happen all the time. In 2003, a tiger shark attacked Bethany Hamilton, a 13-year-old girl from Hawaii, when she was surfing near Kauai, one of the Hawaiian islands. Bethany was a very good surfer, but she lost her arm because of the attack. However, only 1 month later, Bethany got back in the water. She still surfs today. Most people who are attacked by sharks live to tell the story. Sharks attack 50 to 70 people each year, but as you read, only 5 to 15 people die. In fact, sharks are less dangerous than jellyfish. In the whole of the United States, there are about 16 shark attacks every year. But in Florida alone, jellyfish sting about 200,000 people a year. Jellyfish stings are very painful and can sometimes even kill people. What is the most dangerous animal in the world? It isn't the shark. It's the mosquito. Mosquitoes give diseases to 700 million people a year, and these diseases kill more than 1 million of them. Of the almost 400 species of sharks, only about 25 to 30 are actually harmful to people. The top three are great white sharks, bull sharks, and tiger sharks. But when these sharks attack, it is often because of mistaken identity. Yes, the sharks are hungry. Yes, they want to eat. But they prefer fish and other ocean animals to people. However, if people are swimming where a shark is, the shark might mistake them for its usual food. Most shark attacks are really just the shark tasting a new animal, you. Chapter 4. A Shark's Fin. Myth. A shark fin is a sign of danger. It means the shark is ready to attack. In the movie Jaws, people always see the shark's fin before the attack happens. Most people think that's true in real life. First, the shark shows its fin, and then it attacks. But it isn't true. Sharks actually start their attack under the water. For example, when killing fur seals, the great white shark starts about 24 meters under the water. It swims quickly, up to 50 kilometers per hour, toward the seal. By the time the fin is above the water, the shark has already bitten or even killed the seal. If you see a shark fin moving slowly above the water, the shark is probably not looking for food. However, don't stay in the water. Even if the shark is not looking for food, you don't want to be that close. Remember, people hurt sharks more than sharks hurt people. One reason is because they want the fins. Over 70 million sharks a year are killed just for their fins. In Asian cooking, shark fins are used to make shark fin soup, a popular food often served at weddings or for holidays. People around the world are trying to stop the killing of sharks for their fins. In China, shark fin soup is no longer served at government dinners. In Hong Kong, many hotels have stopped serving shark fin soup in their restaurants. In the United States, it is against the law to buy and sell shark fins. Chapter 5. Smelling Blood. Myth. Sharks can find a single drop of blood anywhere in the ocean. Many people think that sharks have superpowers. They don't, but they do have an amazing sense of smell. For example, the great white shark can smell blood up to 5 kilometers away. Traveling at 50 kilometers per hour, it would only take a great white shark 6 minutes to get to the blood. If the blood is 1 kilometer away, the shark could get there in 1 minute. So, sharks can't find a single drop of blood anywhere in the ocean, but they can smell small amounts of blood from far away. Sharks also have an excellent sense of hearing. Many sharks use sound more than smell to catch their prey. Sharks have all the senses that people do, but they also have a sixth sense, electromagnetism. They can sense electricity. They have small openings in their heads that can sense both how strong the electricity is and where it is coming from. All living things give off electricity. This helps sharks catch prey because they can sense the electrical fields around other fish. If a fish is hurt, the shark can tell because its electrical field gets stronger. The shark then quickly swims to the hurt fish for an easy meal. Other sense facts. Sharks can see well with little light. In clear water, sharks can see up to 15 meters. Some sharks, like dogfish sharks, have whiskers that can taste food. Chapter 6. Finding Food. Myth. Sharks have a huge appetite. They have to eat all the time or they will die. We saw that sharks do not usually eat people. So what do they eat? Many sharks eat large fish and other sea animals. The great white shark has hundreds of teeth, and with them it can kill large animals, like fur seals. The tiger shark can even cut the shells of turtles with its teeth. Not all sharks use their teeth to eat. The whale shark has a lot of teeth, but it doesn't use them to eat. It simply opens its mouth, swims, and lets the food enter. This is called filter feeding. How does a shark so big live while only eating very small ocean animals? The answer is they eat a lot of them. For example, a whale shark eats about 21 kilograms of food a day before it's even an adult. It may seem like 21 kilograms is a lot of food, but it is only about 2% of the whale shark's weight. Like people, most species of sharks only eat about 2% of their weight a day. That's not very much at all. Seals, one of the shark's prey, eat about 6% of their weight, and loons, a type of bird, eat 22% of their weight a day. People think sharks are always eating, but some sharks don't even eat every day. They have a lot of teeth, but they can't chew their food very well, so they have to swallow it in big pieces. Because of that, it takes them a long time to digest their food, and they have to let it digest before they can eat again. Chapter 7. A Shark's Brain. Myth. Sharks aren't very smart. Sharks are actually very smart animals. They use their brains and their six senses to find food. Sharks often bite prey first so they can taste it before eating it. This is often why sharks bite people but then do not kill them. They can tell people are not fish. Leonard Campagno, one of the top shark researchers in the world, has studied the great white shark for years. He says many fish hunt like machines without thinking. This is not true of the great white. It uses its brain to hunt better. Great white sharks have to be smart to hunt animals like seals, because seals are also smart animals. Sharks even work together sometimes to catch prey. Campagno says that great white sharks are curious and even playful animals. One time, a great white shark put its head out of the water and looked at Campagno and the other people on the boat in the eye, one by one. He has also seen sharks playing. They run into each other hard and bite each other gently. Researcher Allison Koch also studies great white sharks. She once saw a great white shark carefully put a bird in its mouth and swim around a boat with it. It then opened its mouth and let the bird fly away, unharmed. These sharks can be hungry killers, but they can also be gentle and playful animals. Chapter 8. A Shark's Scales. Myth. Sharks don't have scales like other fish. If you move your hand down a shark's body, which is not something you should do, it feels very smooth, like a baby's skin. Shark skin does not look like the skin of a fish. You can't see any scales. However, if you move your hand up a shark's body, which you also shouldn't do, it feels sharp, like teeth. Sharks do have scales, called denticles, which are like very small teeth. A shark's special skin helps it swim quickly and quietly. The skin also keeps other animals away. Small ocean animals hold onto the skin of other ocean animals, like turtles and whales, but they leave the shark alone. People now know how to make material that is like shark skin. They use this material on the outside of boats so that small ocean animals do not hold onto them. They also use it to cover things in hospitals to keep them clean. People have even tried to make swimsuits with shark skin material to help athletes swim faster. But this is another myth. Researcher George Lauder found out that these swimsuits do not make people swim faster. This is because the denticles on a shark work with the shark's soft and flexible body. People's bodies are much harder and less flexible than sharks' bodies, so the material does not make them swim like sharks do. Chapter 9. What do you think? Read these sentences about sharks. Do you think they are facts or myths? Fact or myth? Some sharks have luminous bodies. Their bodies light up in the dark ocean waters. Fact. There are some species of sharks that can light up in the dark. For example, there are many kinds of lantern sharks that make light. How do you think being luminous helps sharks? Fact or myth? There are too many sharks in the ocean. This is dangerous for other animals and people. Myth. There aren't enough sharks in the ocean because of people killing them. This can be bad for people. In some areas, there are now too many seals because there aren't enough sharks to eat them. Why do you think it's a problem for people to have too many seals in the ocean? Fact or myth? Sharks are the safest animals in the ocean. No ocean animals hunt or eat sharks. Myth. As we saw, people hunt sharks, but some whales also attack and kill sharks. Also, some large sharks eat smaller sharks. Do you think whales or people are more dangerous to sharks? Why? Fact or myth? Sharks have to swim all the time or they will die, and they never sleep. Fact and myth. Some species of sharks do have to swim all the time or they will die. However, other species, like the nurse shark, don't have to swim all the time. They have a way to move water over their bodies while they are resting. Sharks do not sleep like people do, but they do rest. How do you think the nurse shark moves water over its body?